The propaganda poster girl. She has emerged from the bamboo forest with a white fleshy-petaled flower and her gun. Save the country, save the youth, she is supposed to say, because she is young and solid-looking. She looks out at her admirers and critics, distracting them with her stare, the clever pattern in her headscarf, that poorly foreshortened thumb and dark pink fist. She is flat and smooth. Foreigners smile at her, wanting to look good. Duong Ngoc Kang painted me in 1945. Then someone else carved my image in wood and multiplied me. I was all over the city, flapping against plane trees and rolling down the street with other rubbish. Not quite immortal or free from aging, I was still luckier than most, for I had hundreds and hundreds of lives. The way you shed eyelashes and skin, I let my replicas go painlessly. Somewhere in the city, a printing press was constantly replacing what I'd lost. He admires her elegance, that crisp feline stare, her constantly changing surveillance over the tiny gallery's entrance. It's not his first visit here, but still, he admires the elegance of his situation, the quiet insistence of her gun, the same black as her hair, her constantly changing surveillance, warm then cold. If only he could rinse himself in her stare. He admires her elegance. To him, the print's worth more than American dollars, just for that constantly changing surveillance. They leave the shop together, an odd pair, she tucked under his arm with a look of despair, he admiring the elegance of her constantly changing surveillance. People like to be looked at, especially by beautiful eyes, but only up to a point. Eventually they are no longer open to critique, which is why you should stare secretly. Why, believe me, I have experience at observing. My eyes are always open. At times I hate my wide-painted eyes, though I'm becoming wiser. They, I now realize, give my life a point. That gun slung over my shoulder, the point of the barrel behind my headscarf. Why, that's no weapon. My hands are frozen. They could never pull a trigger. Now, look at the magnolia between my fingers. My eyes can't see it. They only stare out, wide open, immutably, frustratingly open. An artist carved them with the point of his tiny print knife, thinking, eyes as beautiful as a cat's. Why not? Carefully prepared, I ended up at the gallery, alone with my sight. They, the art dealer and her daughter, sold me. They made $20 from a man with an open-mouthed smile. He seemed to stare at everything. Cycling us through Hanoi, he pointed out the lake as if he knew I could see. Why he understands me, I can't say. But his eyes are so glad, pale-lashed green eyes, that I forget to question his awareness. They flatter me, sympathize, know why it's hard to be always open to malice. Accepting it wide-eyed, that's my point. I am obliged to look out at my viewers constantly, eyes open like a clear conscience. The man realizes this point. He needs to look at me and to be looked at.